Good morning, Great Awakening family. It's J.D. Walt here, and it's Thursday, and it's August the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I am John David Walt Jingleheimer Schmidt, Jr., and this is your wake-up call. It's Thursday. We've crossed over the summit of the week, and we're not going to coast. We're going to dig deeper. Let's find ourselves before Jesus this morning in consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, yesterday's consecration is not adequate for today's transformation and demonstration. That's why we do this every day. And this week we're thinking about you students out there who are headed into school. Just know, what Jesus says to you is, I belong to you, right? Hear him say it, student, all of us, hear him say it, I belong to you. And then you know what we say back? Jesus, I belong to you. And if he belongs to us and we belong to him, you know what we got right there? We got the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Impossible things all of a sudden become possible. Invisible things or unseen things can become seen. We're walking on water. We're breathing the rarefied breath of the Holy Spirit. Just for today, okay? Our entry today is entitled Some Thoughts on Praying Before Meals in Public. Our text is Acts chapter 27, verses 27 to 38. See if you can hear where that entry title comes from. Hear now the word of the Lord. On the 14th night, we were still being driven across the Adriatic Sea, when about midnight, the sailors sensed they were approaching land. They took soundings and found that the water was 120 feet deep. A short time later, they took soundings again and found it was 90 feet deep. Fearing that we would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped 4 anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight. In an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending they were going to lower some anchors from the bow. Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved." So the soldiers cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and let it drift away. Just before dawn, Paul urged them all to eat. "For the last 14 days," he said, "you have been in constant suspense and have gone without food. You haven't eaten anything. Now I urge you to take some food. You need it to survive. Not one of you will lose a single hair from his head." After he said this, he took some bread, gave thanks to God in front of them all. Then he broke it and began to eat. They were all encouraged and ate some food themselves. Altogether, there were 276 of us on board. When they had eaten as much as they wanted, they lightened the ship by throwing the grain into the sea. The word of the Lord. That kind of sounded like a scene out of the Titanic, didn't it, with the whole lifeboat situation. Well, now consider this. Paul never ceases to amaze me. For starters, as I noted earlier, Paul has somehow risen to be the de facto leader of the ship. Okay, we know it was the Spirit of Jesus. Look at how his leadership continues today. This is no small thing. Remember, Paul was a prisoner. Today's text shows us a scene right out of the Last Supper. After urging them to eat, after 14 days of no food, which is a desperate condition in and of itself, Paul encourages them that everything is going to be fine. Now, watch this. He took some bread and gave thanks to God in front of them all. Then he broke it and began to eat. Sound familiar? Hear this word. Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Okay, Paul didn't go that far. So why do I point this out? This approach to a meal was the standard approach of the Jews. Those verbs, took, blessed, broke, and gave, are consistent. From Jesus' feeding of the 5,000 to the Last Supper to the present text, it was standard, part of Paul's training as a believer, and something he probably did without thinking. What interests me is the way the text is careful to tell us that Paul did this, quote, in front of them all. I don't think he was trying to make an intentional show of his religion, as much as he was just doing what he does no matter where he was. Here's the turn. Do you pray before your meals when eating in a public place? People differ on whether they think this is appropriate. Some think it's making a public show of their religion, wearing it on their sleeves, so to speak. Others do it to make an intentional witness of their faith to whoever is around. I see both of these approaches as missing the point. Whatever happened to the simple idea that, one, God provided the blessing of this food, and, two, we want to thank him for that, no matter what, where, when, or with who? The reality is the same. God provided, we give thanks. It's a fundamental. We don't do it to demonstrate our faith, nor do we concern ourselves about what others will think about us, quote, making a show of our religion. This is not about other people. This is about God and gratitude. This is who we are. We are the same at home and in church and at McDonald's. I see you, John Snowberger. Just this week, I was having lunch at a cafe in DeWitt, Arkansas, the next town over from Gillette. I met Troy Conrad, the pastor of the DeWitt Methodist Church. Every time I have met Troy for lunch, as our food arrives, he says, "Let's pray." Then he extends his hand forward and takes my hand in his and prays blessing. Here we are, two blue-collar pastors holding hands across the table and praying, quote, in front of them all. Every single time in that simple, humble, vulnerable act, Jesus witnesses to me. When we do what we do unto the Lord, without regard for either impressing people or embarrassing ourselves, people take note. It's when we aren't trying so hard to get people's attention that we tend to gain it. Let's pray our prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you. So fill me with you. Come and fill my personality with your personhood. That's it. Fill my personality with your personhood. My life with your life. That's the secret. To that end, Jesus, I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. And again, I receive your humility. That sense of how, Jesus, you are yourself no matter where you are. And I release my sort of situational self based on who I think I need to be, based on where I find myself. Yeah. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength, that I might become the very love of Jesus, that my consecration would become your demonstration, that our lives would become your sanctuary. For the glory of God our Father, amen. Our journal prompts today. Do you tend to offer a prayer over meals? How about starting at home? Do you do it at home? What about in public places? And why or why not? Our hymn today, we got a fitting one. I was hoping this would be in our hymnal, and it is. Good news. It's number 443. It's called Be Present at Our Table, Lord. This song goes back to 1741. And you'll recognize the tune. We're going to sing it in a minute if you want to hold the page. 443. Be present at our table, Lord. Now, not necessarily encouraging you to sing this in a restaurant, but you know, if the Spirit leads, then be my guest. We're just baby stepping, okay? You know, this whole thing about praying in public, it's not really about praying in public. It's about just being who you are, no matter where you are. And that's what Paul was and is. And and here he was, you know, right in. I love how the text tells us he took some bread and gave thanks to God in front of them all. I mean, Paul was just being himself. And he certainly was bearing witness. Jesus was in and through him on this ship. And they hadn't eaten in 14 days. I mean, you would wonder if they even had any food. So it was kind of a miracle that there was enough food, it says. I love how it tells us they ate as much as they wanted. That's quite a little note. That kind of rings back to me of the feeding of the multitudes on the field. And it says they all ate and were, it's careful to tell us, satisfied, which means they were full. And then there were 12 baskets left over, it tells us. You see, wherever Jesus is, there's not just enough, there's more than enough. There's abundance. And if ever there was a situation of profound scarcity, it's on this ship. And then at the end, I like how it says they lightened the ship by throwing the grain into the sea. Can you see them sowing in the sea? They're sowing in the sea. What a scene. You know, this one made me think of my dad, who, I mean, every meal for as long as I can remember, every time we sit down at the table right up till today, I'll probably have a meal with him today. I do a lot of days. He says, we're going to pray, and he'll announce it to mom and me. He's just letting us know we're about to pray, whether we're sitting down yet or not. It means stop. We're praying. And he'll say, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many, many blessings that you have given our family. And now we want to thank you for this food. Amen. It's the same prayer. It's varied some over the years. But if we're over at Back Gate at the gas station eating catfish, or if we're at the nicest restaurant, you know, at the country club of Little Rock, he's going to do it. It's just who he is. That's who I want to be. I want to just be who I am. We're not trying to make a show. We're not trying to make a point. We're not trying to be seen. We're just bearing witness. This is what we do. God has provided. We are giving thanks. And again, don't feel pressure. This is not like everybody's got to go pray at a restaurant today. That's not the point. You get the point. You guys are smart. You're deep. You're full of the Holy Spirit. You're growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You got this. You ready to sing? This is number 443. Be present at our table, Lord. Be present at our table, Lord. Be here and everywhere adored. These mercies bless and grant that we may feast in paradise with thee. Let's sing it again. I love same fellowship too. Be present at our table, Lord. Be here and everywhere adored. These mercies bless and grant that we may feast in fellowship with thee. Amen. Isn't that great? That's simple. I remember singing that as a kid at camps. So simple. That's a great thing to do at home. Sing that prayer. There's just something about table fellowship and the presence of God. Think about it. In Revelation, Jesus says, I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. Whoever hears, you know, open the door. He says, I'll come in and sit down at the table and have fellowship, share a meal together. That Road to Emmaus story, you know, where does it wind up? It winds up at the table of Jesus taking the bread and breaking it and blessing it and giving it to them. And it says, their eyes were opened and they realized who he was. Yeah. Thanks, Pastor Troy, for that bold, humble, vulnerable act of just one man taking another man's hand. It's just the two of them at the table. That stretches me and encourages me and blesses me. I'm sure it blesses anybody who witnesses it. Well, that's a good place to put the period today, at least the comma. We got to get our seeds now, and we got to go out today and sow for awakening. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.